I have two questions for you. First one, how generally does campus ministry work as far as funding is concerned? Are you connected with a local congregation and they support you? Is it more independent than that? And the second question is, and this may be a wrong impression that I have, but I have the impression that most campus ministries are somewhat independent of the church that they're connected with, and that may be a very inappropriate assumption or impression that I have. Is that true, and how does that work exactly?
I suppose the campus ministry guys would be the ones to answer those questions. Neither one of them really know what they're talking about, so...
Every time I go first, I get in trouble. Last year, they said I was a racist. I don't know how that came out, but... every time I go, I get in trouble. I don't know. It's just not
fair. You are a white, bald man.
It's true. Okay, I got ADD, so I may have to ask you to answer the second, ask the second one again. But the first one... No, I'm going to have to ask you. What was the first question? The funding. Our particular campus ministry is funded by one local congregation. They hired me, and I'm the hired gun. So if that answers that question. What's the second part? Are we connected to the local church? Yes, we're very active in the church. We try to integrate all of our people into the church. We bring life and energy into the church, we believe.
All right. Our campus ministry is also supported by our church. And we have some supplemental stuff that I work full time for the university, so my salary doesn't have to be paid for by the church anymore, which is nice. But and as far as our connection to the church, I think there are a lot of campus ministries in the country that they kind of run independently of the church because of different kinds of issues. We don't really have those issues though, so we're one big happy family, and we have our worship is a blast with the regular. The regular congregation, you know. So, yeah, we're very well connected where we're at.
I may be able to answer that question some, too. A lot of campus ministries are supported by multiple churches. They may have a campus house where they minister through mostly the house. Some of those are actually in red zone ministries. They are red zone ministries. They're reaching a lot of people that way that are not, and they just let the kids go to whatever church they choose to go to as far as the Sunday morning assembly worship. But I would say, if you want to define church, I would say they are a church.
I believe one of the strengths of the Crossings in Greater Alton was that the campus ministry, there is a seamless integration between the campus ministry. Our campus loves our adults, and our adults love our campus ministry. And we're at a weird point at the Crossings now because the campus ministry this year has just kicked it so well that we are now having some struggle with the adults coming in going, guys, you're so young. But even with that being a barrier, if you're an elder, man, you need to know that campus ministry is a lifeline for your church, and celebrate that, celebrate the life, the upcoming life, not simply bow to those who are going to be leaving this life. There's a lot of places I go where I talk with campus ministries, and they function almost independently because they can do things on the campus ministry, and they're much more successful than their local church sometimes at reaching people. But I think that it is both good for the congregation and for the campus ministry to understand that this is just a different age group of brother and sister. That's all it is, and I need to love and celebrate that. It's vital, in my opinion, that we somehow get to that point.
Get another one back. Actually, Ryan Lord had his hand up. We'll get to you next, okay?